It's on Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Atlanta-based Adult Swim is home to a number of hit TV shows like Rick and Morty and Squidbillies and The Venture Brothers. Many of us at On Second Thought are big fans. So imagine our delight to find out that Adult Swim is just 5 minutes away from where I'm sitting right now. Last month, we took a tour of their studios. We talked with many producers about not just their TV shows, but their streaming shows as well. Adult Swim now offers a full host of online, live-streamed shows. We began our tour in the Adult Swim lobby that faces William Street. As you can imagine, there are a number of knickknacks and tchotchkes.
I'm taking a picture of Squidbillies with his booty hunter hat and his sawed-off shotgun.
So we are standing in the Adult Swim lobby. Producer Don Smith, what do you see here in this lobby?
Great variety.
There's a poster of Ghostface Killa over here. Are you familiar with Ghostface Killa?
I cannot say I am.
Further down, this is where all the magic happens with the streams. So Fish Center Live records out of here. So they stream out of here.
Hey, I'm Vontan Abernathy. I am going to take you guys on a tour today, and we'll just start our way to meet Matt.
It's a call-in live interactive show where they play Coin Quest as well, but it's in a big fish tank. So the fish are the star of the show. And then you've got the commentators that will just banter and take call viewer calls, and we have a guest on as well.
Matt Harrigan, Vice President of Digital Content for Adult Swim. Fish Center started as we had no content, no money, but we had a fish tank. We had something that was automatically beautiful. So we put a camera on that. Then we started talking about the fish, and that became compelling to us, and that was a good start.
What happens when a fish passes over the Great Rainbow Bridge?
It's happened. And for the first time in Adult Swim history, I've said this to other people, people felt sadness. There were tears. There was like legitimate emotion after the passing of this fish that had become part of a pet, sort of a communal pet for the streaming community. We had a ceremony. We had a ridiculous fish funeral. And you can visit the graves outside. Let's see if I can get this right. Mom, Flump, Jeremy Legg, Dottie, Long Donovan, TX Copper, Slider, Style Toy, let's see, who else? Kevin, Ted, Roy. These are all made up.
Oh, this is the digital area, so adultswim.com. And down there's where Sally Skinner sits, and she hosts Stupid Morning Bullshit, which comes on at 11 Eastern on adultswim.com. If we want to walk down that way, her desk is over there. But yeah, it's kind of quiet. It's, you know, we don't get a little rowdy till after the coffee kicks in.
Hi.
Hi, Sally. Nice to meet you. Have a seat. I cleaned my office for you.
You did.
My name is Sally Skinner. I produce shows here for adultswim.com. I am the host of Stupid Morning Bullshit, as well as the producer of As Seen on Adult Swim.
Let's see here. I have everything in my office is essentially like a tchotchke from the show.
This is BB.
Tell me about BB.
BB is a doll and a supporting character on our show. BB sings a song. Come on, BB. So yeah, that's BB.
He tries
real hard. But sometimes we have him on the show with us. You know, he performs physical feats, impossible physical feats.
Okay, so do you think Adult Swim would be a different, I guess, a different network if it were in another city? How much of Adult Swim is in and of Atlanta?
A decent amount. A lot of people come in and they assume that everything is either made in-house or everything is made all the way out in California, but it's a decent mix of both. We have a few shows that are made in Atlanta, and we also have several shows that are constructed out in LA. However, I will say the streaming shows, which is what we work on, 100% Atlanta-based, and I would say the character of Atlanta actually informs it greatly because we rely on the pool of people within Atlanta to spice up our show. You know, we've had Atlanta-based chefs on. We've had Atlanta-based artists on the show, Atlanta-based musicians. It's just geography alone dictates that it would be easier to get someone around the corner. So we actually have a lot of Atlanta locals come in and showcase their talents.
So I'm asking everyone this same question. Imagine that Adult Swim doesn't exist. You're trying to pitch somebody to fund it.
Yeah.
Give me your elevator pitch why it's needed.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Adult Swim is important and should be funded because we need to give 8th grade boys everywhere something to do at 3 a.m. I mean, think of all of those 8th grade boys wandering the streets alone at night. We keep them safe in their home watching reruns of Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
All right, Lata, where next are we walking to next?
We are going to see Mr. Nick Gibbons, actually, over here. You want to walk them over to your office? Nick is an editor, producer, writer.
Yeah, my name is Nick Gibbons, and I am the host of As Seen on Adult Swim here on our streams. Yeah, the show's basically a QVC-style show where I sell Adult Swim products every week. It's a live, one-hour improvisation insanity.
And so how do you make a show like that funny?
That's a great question, and I don't know if I can even answer that, because I literally, it's a stream of conscious for an hour. I just talk for 60 minutes, and whatever comes to my head, I just spit it out. And if it's funny, I mean, obviously I'm trying to make it entertaining, but I don't know how. I don't know why anyone would want to watch me, to be honest. But people seem to like it, so I guess I'm doing something okay.
So there is so much streaming content on the web. How does Adult Swim sort of rise above?
I think what puts us above the other stuff is just is consistency. It's every day. We never stop streaming live. It's and it's live. That's the other thing. It's not. I know there's other live streaming stuff, but we've built a fan base over the consistency of our shows, and each show has its own sort of voice, and they're different from show to show, and it's just it's a fun sort of. It's become a network like CBS or NBC. It's its own sort of channel that you can go to, and the shows are on at the same time every day. And so if there's a show you like, you know when it's going to come on. It's kind of like the old days of TV when you couldn't record anything. You had to be in front of your TV at a specific time to watch your show or you weren't going to see it. So, and it's always live, so it's always going to be different and exciting.
So how do you get young people who are, as the statistics are telling us, not watching network TV, mm-hmm. not watching appointment television? Yes. How do you get them to come back to their computers at the same time?
I think a lion's share, I'm assuming a lion's share of our listeners are at their job, and maybe they have it on and in a small screen on their computer and they have their headphones on. So I think we get a lot of viewers because it is during the day.
Basically contributing to a dip in productivity.
Exactly. Yes. I will take full responsibility for that. If anyone wants to email me or whatever, I'll take it, you know, all the blame for that. But my show's on at 8 p.m. So I get all the late workers then. Not the early guys. My day-to-day is an editor for the show Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, and I have it up here right now. I'm editing an episode for season 4, which will air in the near future at some point. But I just sit here at my desk all day and put everything that they shoot in order. They don't shoot it in order. I don't know why they don't do that. It'd be so much easier. But I have to take all the pieces and put them in the right order. Tell them every year, do it in order.
Right. Yeah. The alcove. Oh, shit. Come on.
You can't hear that part. You have to beep that
That's
out.
That's him. That's the man.
I told you we should have killed him all. Paula tells me that you assaulted an angel with a hammer. Is it true?
What is truth really?
Shut up.
So there we go. That's a little clip from the 4th season. I don't know if I was sanctioned to show that, but if I get fired, I'm going to come to you guys for a job, so that's okay.
It's like all the sound equipment and stuff that you see, like,
for the streams.
Yeah.
For the streams.
Mm-hmm.
And like
the
camera equipment.
My name is Anka Vlasan, and I'm a co-host of Assembly Line Yeah.
I'm Jiang Li. I'm the co-host of Assembly Line Yeah, an Adult Swim streaming show.
What is Assembly Line Yeah?
With like the Assembly Line, it's that we have a goal. Like with a lot of the streaming shows, it's either somebody watching them do an activity or having conversations or like discussions with viewers and stuff. And we do all that stuff, but we also kind of have a goal. Like, I think the basis of our show is like people tune in because they're like, are they going to build this thing or not? Is it going to be like successful or not? And sometimes, most of the time, because we only have an hour to build something. So most of the time, I think we do a pretty good job of building stuff, but sometimes we definitely fail. And I think people like that. People like watching us struggle and watching us, I don't know, mess up.
How important is the gender element of it? Because almost all maker shows are guys. Even when you see those home remodeling things, the woman is doing the design and then the guy is doing the construction. So, I mean, how important is it that there's these two makers and you're both female?
So this is going to sound like really dumb, but it's like I like literally never think about that. Like we just do it.
Yeah.
You know, like I've always kind of been like crafty growing up. So when Jiyoung like asked me if I wanted to work on the show with her, I was like, hell yeah, because like I love making stuff all the time. And I also like, I don't know, like we make crafts since, I mean, well, we build things, you know, so everyone we're kind of comes to us thinking that we make crafts. Right. We're like Martha Stewart's because like we like, I don't know, we're very blunt. We're every time we're asked to like promote something, if it's like not a good build, we just like crap all over it. And like, but just like that's just how, I don't know, I think it's just like I said, like me and that's just me and Jiyoung, like we don't,
yeah. I mean, for me, like it never really even like put it like, you know, like never even thought of the gender aspect of it, just because like I'm kind of like a loner in the truest sense. I don't really have a lot of friends, you know, so when I think of identity, it's like a me, you know. Not any, you know, I don't like really think of it as in a group of people. So I think that's, you know, so I never really thought of that, you know, because like I think a lot of people tend to think of themselves in like tribes or everything. But I just like, I guess, and I'm a narcissist in like the largest way, because for me, the the world is categorized as me and the others. So I never really thought of that aspect of it. So
what, how does the streaming service especially stay relevant when so many other places, it's not just MTV, it's VH1, it's a lot of the stuff that was aimed at younger people is not relevant anymore?
Streams is relevant because we actually, I think, interact with people. Although I would say it's not like a large amount of people. It's not in the millions, I would say. But, you know, I think it stays relevant because we actually interact with people like, you know, of all, you know, ages. You know, I think that's how it stays relevant, because there is a very immediate feedback.
Yeah, and I feel like because there's like a community, like the people that stay like on our chat, they'll like just watch adults or they'll watch the streams like for 8 hours a day and just like chat with people and just like they know all the shows. They know like all this stuff about us. One of our viewers came for Jiyoung's wedding. I think people think that we're their friends, which, you know, we kind of are, because when people call in, we're like, oh, like you again. Hey, how's it going? So I don't know. I think like that, like it feels a little bit more authentic than like all the other like street, like, you know, if you were to like watch a show or something.
Hey, are you ready for your close-up?
Yeah,
we'll get you
down
this way.
Silly. So if you could just put that in a comfortable place, like right, like anywhere on there.
I'm gonna angle it because I popped my piece.
Yeah. Hey, Celeste, can you say hi?
Hi, here's Celeste, and this is the level that I talked.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a good level.
Okay, Doc, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stupid morning bull.
Well, guys, I have a very special treat on this media-heavy day. We have an actual media legend in the house. Everybody, please join me in welcoming the one and only Celeste Headlee from On Second Thought, as well as various TED Talk performances. Come on up and welcome.
Thank you.
So, you, my friend, have a radio show.
I do.
And it is called On Second Thought, and it is on a much smarter network than ours.
I think that's fair.
Yes, I think so too. I was listening to NPR this morning, and I don't normally.
I'd also like to say that I couldn't watch the whole Golden Globes, and here's why. Because, like, when NPR puts morning in the title of a show, they mean that you get to work at, like, 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys have put morning in the title of a show, and you don't go until 11.
And it's technically the morning.
Yeah, technically. Like, you're sliding in just under the one. I'm just saying I have to get up early.
Yes, that's true. That's fair. We don't at all. But it's 8 a.m.
I just wanted to point that out.
California.
That's why I couldn't see the whole.
So how late were you up, would you say?
I stayed up late, which means I went to bed at like 9:30.
Wow. Wait, so when do you have to be in the morning?
I get up at 4:30.
Do you think our show would benefit if we all got up earlier and showed up earlier?
Are you guys morning people?
Yeah, I am for sure, yeah.
Doc is. I'm not really. I mean, we could.
You have to play to your strengths, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
And then are your viewers actually morning people? Would they watch at 5 in the morning?
I mean, probably no. No.
So.
No, they don't even want to watch at 11.
You're probably at 11 is good.
All right, fair enough. Well, we're glad that you were able to. This is kind of like your afternoon break. So thank
it
you
is.
For spending
I'm,
it with us.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what you do at NPR and why, or public radio, and why you love it. If you love it.
I do love it. Yeah, I would never go to commercial TV because I don't want to report on weather and celebrities.
Yeah, I get that.
So what we do, I try, especially with On Second Thought, I try very, very hard to cover the news in a civil, respectful, smart way. So we don't ever allow pundits on the show.
We are basically like journalism sisters.
Right, we're twins.
Yeah,
yeah.
We do the same thing. So when you say stories that fall through the cracks, would you mean like here's one we're gonna talk about. Woman attacked by cat, then run over by own car by cat.
That would not meet our standards for a story.
Standards meaning like.
Yeah.
Right. I'm trying to take the show to a next level. My whole point in having you here, I'll just be transparent.
All right.
Make us better, make us smarter, make us more streamlined so people listen to us and give us the respect we so deserve.
Very, very funny. Well, I know what job I want here.
If you ever want Don on the show, he is our resident curmudgeon. He can be curmudgeonly
that,
about
no,
everything.
No, I don't want to be curmudgeon.
Oh, my goodness. You should come build with the...
I want to call that show.
That's our On Second Thought team taking a tour of Adult Swim headquarters right here in Atlanta. You can find a schedule of all their online streaming shows at adultswim.com/streams.